Yo, what's up with you guys? This your dude Tay, man. This is my first Anchor podcast. I am here in Sacramento, California tonight on a nice night here on the 21st of January. You know, I'm coming to you. I've been having a few things in my mind, man. I kind of wanted to focus on the gravitational pull of the positive energy and why that positive energy is the most important tool out right now. And lately, you know, 2018 and 2017 was like growth years for me. You know, 2017 was that year where I kind of wiggled out more, kind of got more experience. I'm 23 now, so at that time I was 21. At that time, I was trying to find myself. It's like being like a new fish in this big ocean. Now, at 18, 19, you have this understanding like, okay, you either just graduate in high school or you're doing a year, or it's your first year in college, maybe even your second year in college. You're experiencing new things. You're going to schools where there's millions of people. You're finally having to be put in a real world position. Some people instantly go out and start working, trying to provide for the pockets. And, you know, do things like that. But then you get to a point to where it's like, okay, you know, you turn 20, you're excited, you got like these ambitions, but then you still realize it's like you're still kind of like a teenager. It's like you're not, but you are, because you're trying to figure out, okay, I can continue to go to school and grind out. Or, you know, some people who can't get financial aid, some people are like, man, I have to get a couple jobs to help me support me while I'm going to school. And some people even have other responsibilities that bear on towards that. So positive vibes is very important, because you got to be able to rock it. Got to keep your shell solid. So 2017, being 21, you know, you look at a bunch of different things. You know, I'm going to clubs for the first time. I'm, you know, hanging out with, you know, newer people. I'm, you know, trying to get my music down. I'm trying to link with more people. So with all this being said, I'm putting myself in a different position to where it's like I'm growing, but there's still some roadblocks. There's still some things I have to get straight, because there's some things that's trying to sidetrack you. You know, I just started working a new job. Riding to work every day on a bike, saving money, you know, trying to get things going. Got a good group of friends around me. Now, my friends that I have around me is very positive. They're different from, you know, a lot of people I didn't grow up with. These guys have, you know, we all have dreams and ambitions. Some of us make music, some of us does photography, some of us, you know, draw, some of us dance, rap, you know, many of us write, you know, stories and many films. We all have different talents. So during 17, that's what it was kind of about, kind of everybody opening up their talents and trying to figure out where can we go with this and how should we do it, you know. But plus 2017 was that year to where, you know, you were just like, damn, I'm trying to really push through. 2018 is that year where it's like, okay, I kind of, you know, I survived 2017. I'm here in 2018. I'm trying to push. I'm trying to get my goals up. I'm trying to elevate, get my mind right. And here's the thing. When you're trying to get your mind right, you got to know how to get your mind right. You know, for one, you don't want to be trying to get your mind right hanging around with people that's not kind of on your mental level, or it's not in the same lane as you. Because when you're trying to, you know, hit and stick on your goal, you never know how it might come to you, what might hit you, how it might surprise you. You got to have faith that what the decision that you make right now is going to be the right decision. So positive vibes is going to follow you, man. 2018, I learned that. You know, you do things all the time. You know, when I would go to church a lot last year, you know, going there and just the difference from standing in a building and getting a word, and you kind of think about some of the things like, man, it's a total different experience. You get more positive minded. You kind of get an understanding of like why you need that peace, why you need that positive vibe. Why is a positive vibe important? Because see, anything that you do, you don't want anything poison. Poison can kill things. You know, you want to be able to do things feeling good, legit, feeling prideful about it, because sometimes you never know what's going to happen. You know, you don't want to be trying to make music like Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's a dude that's has a whole bunch of negative vibes around him, you know. And even though he probably seen a point where he's like, okay, I need to change, I just need to fix it, you know, you have to make them decisions a little early before they come too late. Because once it's too late, That's it. They will write you down. They will claim you as being over. They will try to push you away. But when you have them positive vibes, you have them right group of friends, them right family members, and you have something that you're trying to strive in, if you keep those things tight and you try not to allow yourself to get caught up in certain, you know, problems, certain situations, you will feel better. So that's very important that we kind of have to focus on these positive vibes. It's too many negative things, too many people who want to doubt, too many people who want to hate. And those are things that should be, those are in ways are positives within themselves, because when you see people don't like what you're doing, it makes it either seem like what you're doing is working too well, or they just can't get on that level. If they can't get on that level, then that's kind of like things that they have to take into their own consideration. You can't point fingers at anybody but yourself. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. One of my big goals for 2019 with the positive vibes is trying to assess situations bigger, you know, before I just respond, or just before I try to react too quick, take a step back and look at all the situations, because it might be a situation that you could take that can shape you around a little bit. People don't believe that, because they think that, okay, if I think too hard, you know, you got to be able to open your mind and be like, okay, I got this option, that option, and that option. Which one am I going to take? You know, if you give yourself more options in situations, you won't be worried. And it's like, think about being a boxer. If you're in a boxing fight, you don't have speed. You're a power puncher. You don't have speed. You're going against a guy who has nothing but speed. You have to find a way to tear him down. You got to go to the body. You got to counterpunch. You got to figure out that right time. Throw that jab as much as possible. Start to tear things down. That's how things work. It's the positive vibe. You have more options. If you are, you know, a power puncher and you're trying to go for the uppercut the whole fight, you're going to win it. So we got to be aware of a positive vibes for this year. You know, like I said, my name is T'Shawn P, but I'm really known as Teddy Savage, a.k.a. really, you know, my rap name. I will be at some points giving you guys links to my SoundCloud. Working on a new project as we speak. I do have a current project out right now on SoundCloud, Teddy Savage, My Lifestyle. You know, it has some good soundtracks on there. There's some things in there that's positive. You know, this next project I'm about to focus on has a lot to do with power and the struggle of power. But this also relates to this conversation right here and why, you know, positive vibes are very important to people. You know, so this is my message that I want to put out there. This is my first one. I will try to come on here as much as more, have more things to talk about, sports, music, entertainment, you know, politics, whatever, even just thoughts that I might have for that day. So everybody, I hope you guys have a good night, you know, and I hope you guys can find this page entertaining and get, you know, come out and look at it. Thank you. Have a good night. Yo, what's up with it, man? It's Tater Savage, and I'm here with episode 2. I'm joined by my team, my fabulous group of homies. I got GNB Prince here with me.
Prince, team, stand up.
You know, I stand all the way up. I got my homegirl from FYI, also doing her own thing, about to cook up some music for the future. At least she in the building, you know what I'm saying? And then, to my right, we got the homegirl. You can see her on Instagram. What's your Instagram name?
Shout it out. That Dancer Key.
That Dancer Key. You know, get up for my homegirl, Key Williams, the dancer beyond all dancers. So we are in this piece. All right, yeah, for sure, man. Well, last time on my podcast, I had opened it up with a thought about positivity. I thought that was a good way to start the year, a good way to keep the year pumping with some good energy. You know, what's the best way to bring a new year? With some positive energy. So that's what that first episode was for. So for anybody who got that, shout out to for watching it. So you know what?
Shout out to y'all.
Heck yeah, man. So it's Friday. It's been a good day. Everybody got new goals for the year, even though it's kind of late, I guess. It's early year, but late within the month. What's everybody's goals, man?
Shit, right now I'm doing my vlogging shit, so right now. And I'm still rapping, you know, I'm still rapping, but I'm just trying to just vlog for one time, you know.
I feel you.
There, you feel me?
I feel you, man. Keep going.
Right now, I'm just working on my dancing shit. Trying to get better as a person. Go to these sessions. Link up with videographers. People hit me up for videos. So, I'm just excited for what this year is bringing.
Yeah.
Being on my grown people shit. Taking all the opportunities I got for this year and running with them. Yeah. And doing the best by them.
And making something out of them. Hell yeah.
Definitely trying to tap into a lot more music this year. Trying to tap into all my talents, really. Like, not just writing. Trying to get into, like, designing, fashion. Definitely trying to get my clothing line up and running this year. So, yeah, a lot of good things cooking up.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Yeah, everybody got goals, you know. One of my big goals is to try to help everybody in my group get some stuff going. We're trying to work on a couple projects. We got a few things we're trying to cook up. So hopefully we can get to cooking it real soon and we can drop it out there for the world. But, you know, what is this? What we got going on here?
We got the bro ham. Yeah. Exclusive.
This is nice. Babies. Yeah.
Hit him up at the Broham Tray.
Yeah, this is nice.
Dope ass artist.
Yeah, nah.
Fucks with that. Sacramento artists,
period.
Yeah. I
seen that on Instagram. I see what they look dope.
Yeah. Shout out.
It's dope as fuck.
You know, it's dope because it's like, why we don't support each other when we need to support each other? Sacramento got hella undiscovered talents.
Right.
More than
got what people that's just dropping, like Sheesh right here. Setting yourself on fire, literally. Them bars is fire. Shit. Prentice coming out with his vlogging shit. T always on the rise with his music shit. But there's just like hella other artists out there too. Like, Instagram really shows, social media really shows, like, everybody we went to school with got some artistic ass talent.
Yeah.
And we really all just need to come together and collab and put Sac on the map together.
Yeah.
We have better chances of doing it together than doing it, you know, individually sometimes.
That's why it has to be the goal. Like, as a kid, we all used to hear, like, oh, don't follow nothing unrealistic. But when you go on the internet, it proves you wrong. Every time you go on the internet, every time you go to Facebook, you see videos that get thousands and thousands of shares, hella comments.
Yep.
It gets all the attention. So people who used to say that, they don't really understand, like, we're in an age to where actually you go up on Instagram, you can get popping. You go on Twitter, you can get popping. Anywhere nowadays, you can really get popping. It's just about the group of people that you have behind you that's pushing you. Because it's like this. What's more important, the fame or the people that help or that's behind you, supporting you through the obstacles?
Definitely the supporters.
Yeah.
Supporters.
I feel like... It's kind of like fuel. Like, you get fuel to do your craft, to keep pushing, to even reach your goals by the people around you, you know? Because some days you like, I don't even know, why am I even doing this? And then you got people around you like, nah, nigga, keep pushing.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You're meant to do this. So it's like, without a team, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So can't nobody just be 100% successful without having people around them that they're comfortable with keeping them on their core. Because, I mean, right now in music, it's a world of craziness. We got a whole bunch of stuff. We have allegations on Chris Brown for no apparent reason out of the blue. We have this R. Kelly situation, which has shocked, pretty much shook the whole nation. It didn't change a lot of perspectives, opened up a lot of eyes. We got Soulja Boy, Big Soulja, Big Draco, back on the map, talking about he's the greatest artist of 2018. But then we also have to pay respect to one guy who is actually moving the right way.
Cole.
Give it to Cole.
Dak.
Yeah.
Kodak.
Yeah.
Shout out to both of them, actually.
Shout out to both of them, really. But Cole right now is leading the wave in the right direction. He's leading the pack. He's putting it all on his back. He's taking all the responsibility. And I know whenever that project dropped, because I was seeing the snippets of it, I seen all the people in the studio, he just dropped this Middle Child, which I think... Right now, that's...
Yeah, Fuego.
That's this sound effect. That's a lighter there, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows. Whoever listens to Lil Wayne knows what that means. Yeah. That's what that was.
It wasn't a crackhead lighter either. That's a big.
A big, big. Black. So, y'all have to know. Cole is the one. I mean, 2019 is first off, Soulja Boy, no disrespect. You are back. You are popping. We give you all credit for what you have done in the beginning, because I can say you did kind of create the little internet wave, and you did make it a little bit more reasonable. And you have done a lot. We ain't going to just say you've been a total lack of nothing, because we can't say that, because you have been on TV. You are making your money. You still got your house. A lot of people can't keep their house for 10 years. That's a long time to keep a house, plus more. So, you know, we're doing your thing, but 2018 specifically goes straight to Cole. Now, I want to give it to Eminem because he snuck up on a year, but that's only one thing in 2018. But Cole led 2018. All the features. I mean, K.O.D. was too popping. I mean, there's nothing better than K.O.D.
That shit was fun. Still fun.
Yeah.
Still slap that shit. Yeah. Still get to that shit.
Yeah, I don't...
When, I wake up to that shit.
Yeah. Like, motivate. When I heard motivate, I was like, that's a good way of putting that whole little conglomerate together. A little flashiness.
On everybody's gym playlist.
Exactly. Yep. I know it happened.
Nigga was getting their body right. Motivate. Yeah. Shit.
And it's crazy because anybody who expected a real feature, you crazy. You crazy. We didn't, y'all expected a killer Edwards. We already knew who it was.
Yep.
We knew. Yeah, we knew who it was when I first heard the name. It sounded kind of familiar. Like, this sounds like Cole. Mm-hmm. This looked like Cole. It's Cole. Because why would he go out and get an artist that when you look his name up, all ties go instantly back to Cole? Like, it don't even go to it. Like, there's not even a personal file on the Killer Edward. Like, there's not even a deep dive of him. It's just, it might just be Cole. And you know what?
Sure enough.
It was Cole. The greatest, man. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. My bad. Have to inhale some of the great things in life. So, we're going to move on to further things. In this conversation, I just want to ask everybody in this room right now, how do y'all feel about Mike Tyson? And before y'all answer that, I want to give y'all the backstory. So today, I found out that Mike Tyson has an interview show, and he had interviewed Mike Epps. And on his interview show, they smoke weed. I didn't know Mike Tyson smoked weed. Yeah. And on the podcast, he was talking about how he did the frog, the DMT from the frog. He said that was, like, some shit. Because he said he experienced, like, points of his life. He was, like, different chambers. He was just, like, going through it. He felt like he was finna die and shit. But and also, even before that, he was going through certain shit. He was a very angry person. You know what I mean? He had an interview where he was talking about, like, he don't care if he live or die. You seen in some of his interviews that... He didn't give a fuck about nothing. He was just out here to make his money. He didn't probably did a lot of bad and a lot of things he regret. But what y'all think of Mike Tyson as a whole? Or like, don't y'all think, like, and he can be somebody that we say that can he actually has made a full 360, because last time I really heard about him, he was in movies.
Yeah, I feel like you said, he went through a lot of shit. He was in the media a lot for a lot of crazy shit. And I feel like when people think of Mike Tyson, they think crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just see somebody that, like you said, was trying to find himself. Like, in boxing, like, the way he boxes, you could just tell, like, everything he went through in his life, he kind of just put it all out in the ring. Like, that's where he let out all that frustration boxer, and shit, you know? So, it's
like...
He was
like, a good boxer.
He used that to vent, and he turned his life around. I can't really say nothing bad about him.
Especially because to find yourself while in the middle of fame, with the media all over you, you can't find yourself. Yeah. Really, you trying to be dang near perfect or whatever, so they ain't bashing your name. But whatever you doing is they bashing your name. At the end of the day, they saying you crazy.
Yeah.
So that's gonna take a toll on your mind.
The thing is, we have to realize before that he did come from the hood. He actually came from the projects. He was born in the Bronx. He was talking about all the crazy shit, all the crazy people he knew, all the people he even incarcerated with. I feel like he's actually very intelligent. I don't think it's him that's the problem. It's just the boxing. You get hit in your head so much, you know, you don't really use all your brain. You only use what you know, and that's your anger. The intimidation factor. What's up, dog?
You light them on fire every time.
Man, it's all good. We're having a fire conversation on this podcast, Hey Savage Podcast. Let me tell y'all, this podcast idea, we're just fueled through just different thoughts, man. I want to always come up on here and be able to share different thoughts and reflections. Because you never know. Like, sometimes, like that Positive Mind podcast, my cousin called me today. And he was telling me how he seen it. He was like, he loved it. Or he heard it. And he's like, he loved it. Because he was like, he loved how I'm, like, talking about that. And I'm actually spreading it. I'm just keeping it to myself. He said he loved that. And then I talked to the neighbor. And he was like, you got me thinking. That's one of my biggest things for 2019. Is to be positive. Like, I always react to my first mind, but, like, I need to be around more positive things to cool me down. And he was talking about some of the personal things that he been through that just makes him want to be just positive. So it's like, that podcast may not be for everybody, but for some of the people who actually listened to it and heard it, it might do something for you.
I like it for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, listen to that shit. That shit was fire. I'm not even gonna lie. Honestly, that shit was fire. I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
who can't benefit from positivity?
Yeah. Everybody needs it.
Yeah. I feel like, because social media is where everyone goes to, like, talk about what's going on in their lives, I feel like the way you broke it down, like, every year, the struggles that you went through is kind of what everybody around us was on at the same time. Yeah. So it's like, listen to that. Everybody can really relate to it.
Exactly.
It's like, we was all living that struggle. And,
exactly. And, I mean, that's really how we got to think about it. I mean, to be in 2019 as a black man, 23, never been arrested, never had no real problems. You know, I'm still alive each and every day, growing hard for my money. And I'm always on the positive. I feel like for us being African-American, all the toll of, like, stuff that we get, it's like we get the most bash for everything. Everybody want to be like us. Everybody try to copy our swag. They try to copy our stilo. But they look at us crazy when we do it. And it's not. And it's, that's ain't that so crazy? Like, they want it so bad. But when we do it, it's like, why are you doing it? But it's like, where did you get it from?
I lived this experience. I was at work the other day. And this girl is gonna say, she hates, like, I don't know, everything about black people. Some girl was like, I'm going to hook you up with somebody from the barbershop. She's like, I do not want a black guy. It was like the stankest face of all time. It was like, what the heck? But then has the audacity. We're talking about shows. And she was like, yeah, Bernie Mac was one of my favorite shows. What you know about Bernie Mac?
Yeah.
Bernie Mac? And then going to say, I didn't watch anything else but the Bernie Mac show.
She didn't even know who TLC was.
Oh, my God.
So,
TLC song had just come on.
Who's TLC? What?
Man.
What?
You know.
But you have the audacity to like certain things. And another time, I'm talking about Hannah Montana. That was my shit in high school. She gonna say, you know, another thing that people forget about is That's So Raven. And I was like, nobody ever forgets about That's So Raven.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's probably because you hang around a lot of white people, and they don't like.
Yeah.
They hate on our shit.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You can't be looking like that. You can't not. Oh, I don't want to date a black guy, but you like all this. Like, the influence of the black culture is so strong, but people yet take chances on the black culture.
Yep.
Don't look at it from the outside in, just because it looks. See, I think it's really that TV that makes that shit look cool. It's really from the TV that makes that shit look cool. It's
all the ash got in my mouth. I don't know how.
Damn, that's nasty as fuck.
Cause there's ash around it.
Oh. Yeah, we have lava lamp, like smoke bong out of a Hennessy bottle, and she's actually in hell and getting. I don't know how that happened, but that is clean.
Hey, say that shit hit.
I mean, she choking so.
But yeah, man, we about to wrap this podcast up. I hope you enjoyed it, man. This is episode 2, Tater Savage. I don't know what the name is going to be. I'm probably naming it after the podcast. But I feel like this is going to be Tater Savage and Friends. Probably call it that. All right, guys. I hope y'all have a good night. Cool Friday. And be smooth. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.
Peace.
Hasta la vista. Garage?
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Teddy Savage, and I'm here with my boy, GNB Prince, live in the studio, man. What's popping with y'all tonight?
What's good with y'all? What's up?
Yeah, man, we here in Sacramento, California. Shout out to Anchor, man. Anchor, cool. It's a way for people to express themselves, a way for people to, you know, speak how they feel, connect with other people, reach out, touch people with maybe stories, or even talk about sports, or even connect you to the latest news that you ain't know about. So shout out to Anchor, man.
Yeah, shout out to Anchor. You know, you can even do it while you walking.
Yeah.
Walking your dog or something.
Yeah, it's the perfect little hookup for you, man. So yeah, man, we just up in here chilling, man. It's a cool night. It's Monday. You know, we up in here chilling. We up in here at the studio, the pad, the palace, you know, as we like to call it so far. Yeah. You know, we've been here for a minute. We got a lot of new things going on, man. We be doing music. We will be dropping links if they do have them in for the bios. I will drop my links in the SoundCloud so you guys can go and check out some of my music if you haven't heard it. You know, we got a lot of different things going on. I also have a group, FYI. You know, these guys are smooth. These guys are fly. I haven't been on since my first episode, which was the Positive Mindset episode. Yeah. You know, and I feel like that was a pretty cool episode. Yeah. And shout out to the people who supported me when I did check. Was it like 18 people? And, you know, that's a good amount for us. So for anybody who listened, I hope you can listen to this one again. I just want to say, you know, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Y'all been some real Jesus for us and shit.
Yeah.
So, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, helping support, you know, we trying to get it up and going. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because we got a lot of different things going on. We got music projects. We just recently, for Valentine's Day, you know, we dropped a song, FYI, which is my group, Fly Young Individuals. Me, Leash, and Yana, we dropped a song, which is Days and Nights. It was a good song we put together. You know, and then GNB Prince, he just dropped not his first song, but he's working on an EP right now.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
It happens.
You know, and, you know, people who ain't heard the song, it's on YouTube, it's on SoundCloud. GNB Prince, Future and Tata Savage, man.
Y'all
Life Lessons.
Check it out, subscribe, you know. I'm gonna put this new content. Literally, I just posted a new vlog, so y'all go check that out.
Yeah, man. He going crazy with the vlogs, man. I do give it to him because he is getting his platform the way that he wants it. He's getting the platform the way that he desires it to be, so that's dope. He can get that going for him. We also figure out, you know, YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these social media networks. All these sites, you know, they give you a platform for you to be able to speak, express your talents. You've been having people.
I thought you was rapping.
So, you know, we got all different kind of platforms going on. We got a special guest also in the studio, my babe. She's out here just checking in on me, you know. We end up doing our podcast right now. She looking at me like, what's going on? Yeah, she don't know that we doing a podcast. But it's all good. She all gravy. She's in the background. Yeah. Say what's up to the people, babe.
Hi.
Hey, there she is. Love that voice. Love that voice. So beautiful. So, yeah, you know, so we got a lot of different things going on. We got a lot of different things going on. So make sure you do check in with that. But back to what I was saying, we dropped some songs. GNB Prince, you know, he got a lot of different things going on with it, the platforms, man. So I'm glad that he is on these platforms trying to push yourself and get yourself out there, man. What motivates you to keep doing this, P? Because, I mean, I know I kick it with you all the time, but let the people know, like, why it motivates you to keep pushing yourself with your vlogs, why you inspired to keep making vlogs.
I just do it it's fun, it's entertaining to do. Like, if you ain't got nothing to do, I advise you, if you're not either, like, you know, doing videos or writing, you might as well just write. Because sooner or later it's going to get easy to you and it's going to get, like, in your head a lot and you're going to, like, love it a lot. So, yeah. That basically, just being bored basically motivates me.
No, I feel you, dog. I mean, that's what a lot of people, you know, with me, I could be at the house, or I could be in the room, or I could be at work, and I could be on my lunch, and this could be like, well, you know, my girl, she at work, you know, she doing her thing, I'm here, so it's like, I might just write a few lyrics in my notes, in my phone, or I might listen to some instrumentals, so I mean, just being bored in general, it inspires you to do a lot of people. I think that's why we hoop a lot, we be bored. You know, we'd be like, let's go do this, let's do that. Being bored, that inspires people to do more stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's crazy.
It happens.
Hashtag, it happens. Yeah, man, I mean, I don't know. We want to tap in with y'all, though, man. I ain't been on Anchor in a while. I haven't posted nothing in a while. So I want to come on and drop. I wanted to, for people who didn't hear my first podcast, though, I was talking about positive vibes and why it's important. I want to make a side comment, though, about why negative energy is bad. Because, I mean, you can't talk about the good if you don't talk about the bad. So, here's my breakdown. Negative energy, first off, negative energy can start off as a good vibe. Let's put it in this perspective. You know, you meet somebody for the first time.
Yeah.
This is a cool person, you know. You haven't really met the true them. You're meeting a shell person. Because when you always meet somebody for the first time, people are always, they only give you about maybe 15 to 25% of themselves. Maybe less. Some people might give you 5 to 10%. Yeah. But when people functioning with you and you got, you know, you do meet a person, it's about 15 to 20% that you know of a person before you finally tap into the world that you know. So negative energy starts off as a positive energy, but it's like it's hidden. Yeah. You know, you can't really, excuse me, I'm hiccuping. You can't really see where the negative energy is going to come from. So negative energy is like, it's like a toxin, but a worse toxin, because when you get negative energy around, it's not that bad stuff that happens. It's just that the occurrence of hanging around negative energy tends to bring a wave of negative vibes, which then vibes tends to create a certain kind of friction and tension amongst people.
Yeah, bad vibes and negativity. I never liked negativity, but it just, you know, it just happens.
It comes with this weird aura, you know, like you never know when it's going to happen. So negative energy is like a stimulant that starts off good. Negative energy, though, it comes in many different ways, because sometimes you don't really see it, but you feel it. Like, you be like, something ain't right.
Yeah.
Something ain't right. You feel it, but you never be like, oh, it ain't gave me no signs. And then this person finally exploits something and something happens. You be like, man, that's what it was. It's crazy how that always happens. And it's like, the positive energy that you receive always comes from you doing what you know makes you feel comfortable. It's like, once you step out your comfort zone and you go into a world that's not yours, first off, you're uncomfortable. But that's where all the negative vibes come from instantly. So sometimes, don't think negative vibes are bad to an extent, because some negative vibes are not necessarily negative vibes. Some negative vibes are you just for being in a position for the first time and never knowing what to do. So it's like, dang, you stuck, you don't trust nothing, you hesitant on everything, you ain't trying to go through with it, you like, nope. But at the same time, it's also things that once you learn it out, you can figure it out and you can turn it into a positive kind of energy and a positive kind of wave. Once you figure out the system, you got to learn how to defeat systems first before you can tend to judge. So I feel like, you know, negative energy, it is a bad source of negative energy, because if there's real negative energy, it will find a way to get you and creep you. It'll make your days bad, it'll make your days miserable. It would really have you just feeling all day long dark inside for no reason. You could woke up feeling happy, and one little bad thing could have happened, it could ruin your day. All day, or not all day, maybe just for a few hours, but that negative energy should never get a hold of you. You gotta learn how to be better than the negative energy that comes when it's that negative energy. Because if you step into something for the first time, you think it's negative energy, but it's not. It's just comfort. You gotta get used to being in that environment. Once you get used to being in that environment, it ain't gonna faze you no more. Yeah. I mean, what you think, P?
You basically explained it to you. I was gonna just say. Say nothing on that. Oh, that shit.
You can't. Yeah, man, I mean, that's how it comes, man. So, you know, don't look at positive vibes always as a good, too. Even though I did talk about positive vibes and positive energy, you got to think about positive vibes and positive energy at the same time. Because, see, it's been many of days where I woke up and had a positive day, positive mindset. And it got me to get a lot of stuff done. But then also in the same conclusion of having that positive mindset, sometimes you can kind of lose some tracks of the reality. Think about it. Like, you got people who, for example, when they got a goal, they stick to their goal. They like, you know what? I'm about to go home tonight. When I get off work, I'm finna get right to my goal. If you got homework, you finna get right to studying. You finna get right to knocking it out. That's your thing. You finna go to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. But then you start to build in this pattern where you always do it, always do it, always do it. And then it starts to become to a point that you trying to be, because that's positive. You're doing your homework. That's a positive energy. You're at home. You're safe. You're not at no parties. Not doing nothing bad.
Yeah.
But then it gets to a point that where, even though you're doing right, people still will look at that like, well, you're not no fun now, or, you know, you're changing in this. So it's like, don't even look at that as a bad thing, because that means you're on another level. But that's just a little thing to be aware of. It's just sometimes when you are on so much of a positive hype, people who can't relate to what you're going through, they gonna assume that it's bad. Because they ain't never went through what you went through. So don't feel knocked when you're trying to be on that positive transition and you're on that positive wave and people trying to knock you down because they're not accustomed to something being so real.
Yeah. All the, like, you know, the haters and stuff, ignore them. Keep all that same positive mindset, positive energy, your positive thought. Keep all that.
You go a long way.
You go a long way. Yep, exactly. You go a long way with that.
Yeah. Because it's something that people can't take away from you. It's like, there's some things in this world that's real. There's some things in this world that's fake. And the only thing that I can honestly say for a fact that's real is the things that you create.
Like, I can give you an example. Like, I get into this whole story, but I ain't really going to bring it up. But I'm going to bring it up anyways. So, this is when you know that you always got to have a positive mindset. If, like, let's say, like, you know you like somebody or whatever, you know. And you basically text that person every single day. Even the person told you you love them. If that person still texts another person behind your back and posts pictures with the person that you just talked to on Instagram, then that's a sign you should cut them off and continue on your path with your positivity.
Yeah. Because, I mean, at that point, it kind of shows, like, okay, you, instead of you acting and showing off and giving that attention, you can instantly just cut that out your life and move on to something different. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy when you're in that positive mindset transition. Now, a negative thing could be this, though. There's a negative thing that starts with a positive. You start dating a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person, when you first met them, you know, they told you this, they told you that. You know, you meet their family, but their family don't know what your significant other really has told them about them and what they have opened you up to about.
Yeah.
Now, it's not like people lie about their lives, but people give you just half the story and they don't give you the full deets.
Yeah.
And then you start dating this person, it's like certain things start happening. So when if the person starts off super sweet, super nice, and then, like, let's say about like a year, 2 years down the line, you start to notice, like, after a while, that's not that person. This person's always angered. It's not the person that you really knew. This is a whole totally different person. I feel like if you've been with a person for so long that started off so good, but after like a certain while, like that spice just goes away. You have to let it go.
Yeah.
You gotta let it go. Not because it's not there. Not because it's the spice. But that's just because this person, he's at a stagnant, and he's not gonna understand, or her. He or she is at a stagnant in their lives, which means they don't understand what they really have until that person that they are with withdraws themselves from that situation. So,
yeah.
Once that person leaves, they be like, damn.
I fuck with
I messed up. It's over with. I can't get that back. So don't let what a person do so much be why you like them. Let you like them because you like them. And then when you're getting to know a person, actually really get to know a person. Figure things out. You don't got to be all up in the business yet. You don't have to ask about how much he want to make or this. But you can get to figure him out. Like, what does he really, truly, or she. I keep saying he, but he or she. If you can figure out what he or she likes, and you can figure that person out, and you can have a real understanding of what they really like, what ticks them off. If you understand basics, and you don't not try to really poke at them, but if you can try to understand these basics and get that fair ground, I feel like you always have a healthy understanding. Because sometimes people try to get too much, like, oh, I've had a dark background. Then you have people that's like, oh, well, tell me what happened. And people always know. When you do that, people, what they always say, like, oh, not right now, or this, you know. And some people, it's overbearing. Like, people go through these things. It's like, people can be traumatized. So, it's like, never really try to ask, but try to be the reason why this person don't have to go through that again. Be this person's happiness. Find a way to be this person's cure. Even if it takes a while, if you're really down, you will get it done, man. So, negative energy just comes from sometimes how it portrays you. It can come off a certain way. It can come off instantly negative and be a negative vibe.
Yeah.
But it can come off negative at first and be positive just because you've never been a part of that situation.
Yeah.
It could be a positive situation but turn out negative because you don't really see the full thing. So you got to understand your different ways of eyes, man. But we just want to tap in with y'all. We want to leave y'all with that note. We just felt like that's an important tip. I had to touch back up on at least why that's important to have the difference between the positive and negatives, man. And we pretty much going to be up out of here, man. We hope everybody do have a good night. And again, I want to say thank you to the people who did view my last video. Yeah, it's me, Tater Savage. I'm here with GMB Prince. You know, we about to get ready to send it out for the night. Hopefully you can tap in. I will be trying to do more to upload sooner. Try to be more consistent at making certain days where I will load. And I will try to drop it.
Man, I start doing that too.
Yeah. And again, shout out to Anchor for being a podcast network that can allow people to vent, talk, share their thoughts, ideas, and connect with other people. Hopefully, guys, do tap in with the music links that I will be dropping down for my SoundCloud. It would have Days and Nights. It would have the songs featuring with me and GMB Prince. It would have more songs on there. So hopefully you guys can tap into that. So stay tuned for more things coming in. Hope you guys have a great night. And we'll be tapping in with you.
Good night, y'all.